Here, the dead are never very far away. You meet them every day. You have only to go out of your house to come across their tombs, at the side of roads and near footpaths. Listen, one who has died speaks to you. If you read his epitaph, you will draw him momentarily out of oblivion.
I, Claudius Rufinus, when I was alive, had this epitaph carved so that when my soul takes its rest among the shades which populate the banks of the Styx, and my body, suffering the law of fate, now inhabits this house made from a block of stone, it will be a surviving testimony of my existence. Passerby, you who may be, stop a moment and read, so that my voice, conserved by the lines made in the stone, might live again through your voice.
When Agrippa, son-in-law of the divine Emperor Augustus, created the network of roads that traversed Gaul, he created Lugdunum at the center of this web. At the beginning of these great roads, you will find the tombs of the richest families. But not everyone had the means to build themselves a monument. Many tombs were grouped together, away from the roads, on waste ground, near the warehouses. Some even buried their dead in abandoned houses, but always outside of the town centre. See those dreadful heads on the wall? They are there to remind us that there is a boundary which the dead must not cross. It is said that they are the spectres, the unburied dead, condemned to wander for eternity, and which come back to torment the living.